Chapter 2. It is much, much worse to receive bad news through the written word than by somebody simply telling you, and I'm sure you understand why. When somebody simply tells you the bad news, you hear it once and that's the end of it. But when bad news is written down, whether in a letter or a newspaper or on your arm in felt-tip pen, each time you read it, you feel as if you are receiving the news again and again. For instance, I once loved a woman who, for various reasons, could not marry me. If she had simply told me in person, I would have been very sad, of course, but eventually it might have passed. However, she chose instead to write a 200-page book, explaining every single detail of the bad news at great length, and instead my sadness has been of impossible depth. When the book was first brought to me by a flock of carrier pigeons, I stayed up all night reading it, and I read it still, over and over, and it is as if my darling Beatrice is bringing me bad news every day and every night of my life. The Baudelaire orphans knocked again and again on the wooden gate, taking care not to hit the chewed-up gum letters with their knuckles, but nobody answered, and at last they tried the gate themselves and found that it was unlocked. Behind the gate was a large courtyard with a dirt floor, and on the dirt floor was an envelope with the word Baudelaire's typed on the front. Klaus picked up the envelope and opened it, and inside was a note that read as follows.
Memorandum. To the Baudelaire Orphans. From Lucky Smells Lumber Mill. Subject, your arrival. Enclosed, you will find a map of the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill, including the dormitory where the three of you will be staying, free of charge. Please report to work the following morning along with the other employees. The owner of the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill expects you to be both assiduous and diligent.
What do those words mean, assiduous and diligent? Violet asked, peering over Klaus's shoulder.
Assiduous and diligent both mean the same thing, said Klaus, who knew lots of impressive words from all the books he had read.
Hard working.
But Mr. Poe didn't say anything about working in the lumber mill, Violet said. I thought we were just going to live here.
Klaus frowned at the hand-drawn map that was attached to the note with another wad of gum.
This map looks pretty easy to read, he said. The dormitory is straight ahead between the storage shed and the lumber mill itself.
Violet looked straight ahead and saw a gray windowless building on the other side of the courtyard.
I don't want to live, she said, between the storage shed and the lumber mill itself.
It doesn't sound like much fun, Klaus admitted. But you never know. The mill might have complicated machines, and you would find it interesting to study them.
That's true, Violet said. You never know. It might have some hard wood, and Sunny would find it interesting to bite it.
Snevy! Sunny shrieked.
And there might be some interesting lumber mill manuals for me to read, Klaus said. You never know.
That's right, Violet said. You never know. This might be a wonderful place to live.
The three siblings looked at one another and felt a little better. It is true, of course, that you never know. A new experience can be extremely pleasurable or extremely irritating or somewhere in between, and you never know until you try it out. And as the children began walking toward the gray, windowless building, they felt ready to try out their new home at the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill, because you never know. But, and my heart aches as I tell you this, I always know. I know because I have been to the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill and learned all of the atrocious things that befell these poor orphans during the brief time they lived there. I know because I have talked to some of the people who were there at the time and heard with my own ears the troublesome story of the children's stay in Pawtreyville. And I know because I have written down all the details in order to convey to you, the reader, just how miserable their experience was. I know, and this knowledge sits in my heart, heavy as a paperweight. I wish I could have been at the lumber mill when the Baudelaires were there, because they didn't know. I wish I could tell them what I know, as they walked across the courtyard, raising small clouds of dust with every step. They didn't know, but I know, and I wish they knew if you know what I mean.